Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor Otien. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, I want to share some few things with you today, which I believe will be a blessing to you. If you have your Bible with you, I want you to turn to Luke chapter 10, and I'm reading from verse 38. It says, now it came to pass as they went, that he entered into a certain village. Now this is Jesus. Jesus entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Today I'm talking to you about don't be busy about nothing. Sounds funny, isn't it? Don't be busy about nothing. Well, Martha was busy about so many things. She was busy. The Bible says that, but Martha was cumbered about much serving. But her sister Mary sat at the feet of Jesus and heard his word. You know, sometimes the temptation in life is to be drawn away from God and his word. To be busy about so many things. Oh, I have to be here today. I have to be there. We plan and do everything and plan outside of the word of God, or plan the word of God outside of our lives. Busy about everything. And practically, everything is nothing really. Jesus said that you are busy about so many things. You are troubled about many things. Then he said, but Mary has chosen that good part. He says, one thing is needful. And Mary has chosen that good part. What is that one thing that is needful? That one thing that is needful is the word of God. Brothers and sisters, give attention to the word. You see, go to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. This is Solomon talking and mentioning what his father said to him as he counseled him concerning life. He said, my son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my saying. In other words, give attention to my word. Don't be busy about unnecessary things. The word of God is the most important thing in your life. Give attention to it. Let it have dominion over your life. You see, he says, let them not depart from thine eyes, verse 21. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. In other words, keep looking at them. When you are moving around, have the word of God on your phone. Have it on your tablet. Have it on any gadget or any device you have, so that you can look at it every time in your life. He says, let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. And he says, for they are life to those that find them. This is what will give you life, brothers and sisters. Don't be busy about all those things which will not give life. Stop worrying about unnecessary things. What you wear tomorrow, what you eat and all that. Jesus said that after all these things the Gentiles seek, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. There are certain things that you ought to do first, and one of them is to pay attention to the word of God. Attend to my words. Incline thine ears unto my sayings. Mary has chosen that good thing, that good part. One thing is needful. Hallelujah. Turn your Bible to Colossians chapter 3 verse 16. Paul mentions something so beautiful I want you to see. Colossians 3:16. He says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. The word dwell means let it govern you. Let the word of Christ govern you. Let the word of God have dominion over your life. Let it be your forethought. Catch yourself thinking about the word of God today. Catch yourself thinking about the word of God today. Let it dwell in you. Stop thinking about unnecessary things. Thinking about who will give you the next business contract and who will do this for you and who will do that for you and who will do this for you. God is able to do all those things for you. All he needs you to do is to let your mind be stayed on him. Let your mind be stayed on his word. He says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Let it dwell in you in abundance. Hallelujah. Make a choice today for the Lord. Make a choice to study the word. Make a choice to allow the word of God be in your heart. Have a place in your heart. And see your life flourish and grow and blossom in the name of the Lord Jesus. I want you to say to yourself that I give attention to the word today. I see the word today. I hear the word today. I can understand the word of God today, and therefore the word of God is working in me and causing me to produce the results that I ought to produce. In Jesus' mighty name. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, have a wonderful day today. God bless you. Bye-bye.